This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What's our show mission? Do you guys know what our show mission is? Have we ever sat down and said, what's the mission of what we do from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday?
No.
But what do you think? What, if you thought about it, what would you...
I think entertain.
Okay.
Provoke thought.
Okay. I like these things.
I would think...
We definitely have said that we try to be like... a break in the chaos of real life,
which mm-hmm. is why we don't touch on politics. Yeah. And if we touch on sports,
we want to be your escape a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can turn us on. Yeah, and it doesn't matter. We're here to try to make you laugh.
And yeah, like we hope we're not offending you. And
okay. Yeah, I like that one too.
And
yeah,
be a little relatable.
Yeah, but do we want to be white bread? Like, do we want to be like Wonder Bread with mayonnaise on it, or do we want a little pumpernickel with a little spicy mustard? Like, what are we in the sandwich that is the Slacker
Personally,
Show?
Personally, the Wonder Bread. That sounds a little...
Yeah, but like...
You don't like pumpernickel?
I don't know that I've ever really, had.
I don't think I like pumpernickel either. Or is rye. It, I don't like any of the breads.
That's the brown bread at Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, I don't ever go there.
Yeah.
I've never had it. I can't even eat it. And that's like the one thing that I'm like, okay, I'll
you
risk it.
You miss pumpernickel. Yeah. As a celiac, you're just
oh
like,
my gosh,
damn
yeah.
it, give me some pumpernickel.
Or like the little rounds in Chex Mix. The brown.
Is that pumpernickel?
Yeah.
Oh, that weird, like in the Gardettos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is kind of a good flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't hate it. So is our show the pumpernickel? Here's what I love about our show, one of the things. At any given time, the song just starts to fade, and sometimes we know exactly what we're going to talk about, and sometimes we don't. And mm-hmm. you guys have no idea what we're talking
no.
about right now.
No, not at all. Are we nailing the mission, though?
I don't know. I don't know. So
are we fired?
This is where it's going to get weird for a second, and I promise you, that I'm not asking for people to text or say anything nice. I'm not asking. I don't even know why I just now decided to do this thing.
I'm in danger.
You guys never met him. I met him a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a dude who did radio named Ace.
Mm.
And he was on a show called the Ace and TJ Show out yes. of North Carolina, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And Ace and TJ had a falling out. Something happened a few months ago. And at the same time, he lost his wife. Like, his wife left him and he just had a baby and stuff. And Ace just passed away.
Oh, man.
And there's a lot of people speculating about what happened. And that's not what this is about right here.
Mm-hmm.
There's two things happening. I found out that Ace died today and it hit me really hard because I'd met him a few times. And it's like, that's a guy who does what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And every day, for whatever he did in his personal life that got him out of his show and whatever ended his marriage, whatever, he came in and had some sort of pumpernickel-like mission every day.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's gone. And the outpouring on social media was such that it was like, it was really weird. It made me think of Aaron kind of a lot in that you... Steve and I came to your school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were listening to this show.
Yeah.
When you were a child.
Yeah, I was 12 or 13.
That's...
Wow, back when it was good?
Well...
Back when it was white bread? The people that were reacting to that social media post, I kind of wanted to come on the air right now and just do a like a public service saying, we come on here every day and we're doing it, and we're doing it for the love of the game and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying to tell us anything. I'm not asking for you to text right now to 303-222-542. No, like, don't text us and say how much you love us right now. But like, do at some point before we're dead. And more importantly, tell somebody you care about.
Yeah.
Today, because they might be dead tomorrow. It's
wow. Yeah.
What I read in those social media posts, everybody was like, dang, I knew things were mm-hmm. bad in his personal life, and I knew this and whatever. And there's a little bit of that conjecture. I don't understand the human instinct to need to know why he died or how he died.
I get it, because I'm a very curious person, but I would never.
Everybody's just like, did he? Yeah. And it's like, what difference does it make? He's dead. Mm-hmm. He's dead. And then the post turned into, I remember them mm-hmm. on September 11th. They stayed on the air all day. And it made me think, Greg and Bo and I got the F out of the studio. We did the exact opposite.
You were in a tall building.
We were in one of the tallest buildings ever. And we were like, we don't know what's going to happen. And we got out. But people remembered Ace and TJ being on the air that day. Mm-hmm. All day.
Wow.
Long. And you remember Slacker, T-Hack, and Aaron being at Children's Hospital. You remember us coming to Improper City with
Judah and the Lion. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, nice if you remember.
I remember being there. I got hit with a squirt gun a lot. Like,
yeah, I've heard this before, the concept of it, like giving somebody their flowers. And mm-hmm. Typically we do that at a funeral. Like, don't wait until the funeral to give them their flowers. So tell them how.
You will never regret being a good person. You will regret not saying like the nice things. Like, always say the nice things.
Yes. This could be taken as very self-serving, because I know there's already text coming in, and appreciate it. That's not what I'm asking. I'm not asking you to do it to us, because that's too easy and that's pandering to us. Mm-hmm. But it just struck me, the pain in everybody's like social media comments was like, I wish he knew.
Yeah.
I wish he knew how much he changed my life. And I guarantee you, if you're listening to us right now, you know exactly who I'm talking about. There's somebody who changed your life.
Let them know.
Let them know.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.